Well, on this Tropical Storm Sunday, it is time for Sporting Across with Willie Hallahan. SportingAcross.com is the website, and that's a website where you'll find all fundraisers that are somehow sports-related. Willie, I don't think there's any golf today, but if you get the right wind in your golfing, you'll have a hell of a drive.
Boy, I could use that. wind at my back. Can always use it at my age. I'm going to start off with kind of some downer news, a few cancellations that I may or may not have talked about in the past. Woofstock, which is a 5K race that's been held up in Pittsfield for a number of years to benefit the Berkshire Humane Society, has ended its run. The good news is that the Josh Billings Runaground, which is a big triathlon up in the Great Barrington Stockbridge area, has taken the Berkshire Humane on as one of their two causes. So they may end up doing better under these circumstances than they did hosting their own race. So there's good news there. The Jane Lloyd Fund annual clam bake, along with its accompanying bike ride, has been canceled. That's too bad. Postponed it from July to September, and then September to October, and finally they just canceled it. They have vowed, though, that they're going to come back next year. I hope they do, because they do great work, giving people with a cancer diagnosis living expenses. So they do great work. The Dover Dragon Dash 5K over in Dover Plains has been canceled because of declining interest, so I'm guessing that's probably going to end their run. They've been sponsored in the past by the Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club. They do a lot of races, both for their club members and as fundraisers, but this particular race has fallen by the wayside, I'm afraid. The Couch Pipe of VFW Golf Tournament has been canceled again. This would have been their 30th year. And it's sad to see that one pause, hopefully. Hopefully they'll be back next year. They've raised a lot of money for scholarships in the past for both Canaan and Falls Village students. The Guido's Grade 8 8-mile run up in Great Barrington has been canceled. This event has been organized by Guido's Market up in Great Barrington. And they've got a lot going on this year. They're undergoing a massive renovation of their Great Barrington store, and I guess they just felt they couldn't devote enough time to the race, so they canceled it, but they say they'll be back next year. The Torrington Road Race was canceled again this year. It's a very popular and very well-attended race in Torrington, and I hope they come back next year. They've raised a lot of money for local Torrington charities like the Rail Trail System and Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. And lastly, the Ice Bucket Open will not be held this year, and I'm really sad to see this one go away. It's been held at the Canaan Country Club to honor Bob Frank, who was the course superintendent for almost 30 years, and the tournament raised money for the Connecticut chapter of the ALS Association. Bob passed away from ALS, that's Lou Gehrig's disease, a couple of years ago. And by the way, the ALS Association will hold their annual walk at the walkway over the Hudson in October, and I'll talk more about that in coming weeks. ALS, I've had a couple of loved ones who contracted and eventually passed away from ALS. And in my mind, it's probably one of the most hideous diseases that's been perpetrated on mankind. I also think that probably the bravest people in the world are those who have ALS and can still smile and get the most out of their life, at least the lives that they have left. And now on to the calendar. That covers the cancellations, the upcoming events. Tomorrow, the 23rd. If it can be held, is the second annual For the Children Golf Tournament. That's at the Torrington Country Club. It's an early morning tournament, tees off at 8 a.m., and it benefits the St. John Paul the Great Academy. Tuesday through Sunday, that's the 24th through the 29th, the Dutchess County Fair is back at the fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. There are all kinds of agricultural events, carnival rides, and but also equestrian events, tractor pulls, and competitions. That's why I list county fairs on my website, because there are There are sports-related events going on there, and the organizers of county fairs are usually agricultural societies. Typically, they give local scholarships from some of the proceeds, so that's going on this next week. Thursday the 26th, the Torrington Winsted Rotary 32nd Annual Golf Classic is finally being played at the Torrington Country Club. They had to postpone three different times, and I pray by Thursday they have good weather because they've been trying their darndest since early summer to pull this off. Saturday the 28th, the Tom Dotterer Memorial Golf Tournament will be held over at Under Mountain Golf Course. It's going to be an 18-hole, two-person scramble, and the proceeds will go to the Taconic Hills High School. Next Sunday, the 29th, the High Watch Recovery Center Sprint for Sobriety 5K will be run. It starts at the Town Hall Green in Kent. This race has been organized by the aforementioned Eastern Dutchess Roadrunners Club, and it raises money for the Recovery Center's bed scholarship, they call it, and it helps people in recovery who can't afford some of the programs that the center offers. Next Monday, not tomorrow, but a week from Monday, the Hartford Healthcare Charlotte Hungerford Hospital 19th Annual Golf Classic returns after a COVID year off. That'll be held at the Torrington Country Club. Proceeds will help fund hospital programs. A week from Monday, the Bill Brakeman Gene Murphy Memorial Golf Classic will be held at the Greenwoods Country Club. That's in Winsted. This tournament has been renamed to honor two long-term volunteers who have passed away. And it used to be the Possum Queen golf tournament. And I've talked about the Possum Queen Foundation before. They're centered in Litchfield, and it is just one zany organization. I don't know of any nonprofit that I can really compare it to. The idea of the Possum Queen was born one night in a bar after heavy drinking, probably at the Village restaurant. And the whole notion was to raise money for local families in need, but to also have fun doing it. Every year their main event is this extravaganza that's held in the past. It's been the Litchfield Inn on New Year's Day. A ton of people go to this thing because it's so much fun. It starts off with a bagpipe band marching through the crowd, and they have skits and little one-act plays that are highly irreverent. There's no small amount of alcohol consumed. I guess these people discovered early on that adult beverages can loosen wallets, and it really does, because every year they raise over $100,000. They have this auction where every year they auction off the same can of possum stew, and the can itself raises about $30,000, and then whoever bought it gives it back, and they auction it off the next year. So anyway, that's a classic case of raising money and having fun at the same time. I guess that wraps it up for this week, Marshall. Next week is going to be, there's going to be a lot to talk about with the upcoming Labor Day weekend and things going on at Lime Rock and the Goshen Fair of course, the parade on Thursday of vintage race cars that goes through Lakeville and Salisbury and ends up in Falls Village. There's a lot to chat about next week.
All right, Willie. We'll check with you then. Keep your hat on.
I will. You do the same, Marshall. Thanks.
Take care, Willie.
Bye.
Willie Hallihan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.